JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. Coming up in today's program, help Jamaica medical mission reaching thousands. And as usual, we'll have our Glimpse of Jamaica segment. Stick around. This is Roundabout JA. The New Jersey-based Help Jamaica Medical Mission has been providing free, quality health care across the island for the past 16 years, reaching thousands of needy Jamaicans. For 2 weeks each year, the mostly Jamaican-born doctors and other health professionals close their practices or take vacations and fly out to Jamaica to serve their home country through free health fairs. Head of the mission, Dr. Rudolph Willis, who hails from St. Mary, shares with Roundabout JA that the mission, which started in 1998 with 15 members, now comprises more than 1,000 physicians, surgeons, nurses, and other volunteers who are touching the lives of the less fortunate on the island.
Coming here, we pay our own fare come. We help into biomedication. We help in a lot of ways. We close our office for a week, 2 weeks. To help year after year after year. We're gonna help until we can't help no more.
Vice President of the mission, Dr. Robert Clark, credits Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller as the inspiration for the annual mission to Jamaica, as she encouraged them to give back to their country through the healthcare system. State Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade and Member of Parliament for East Central St. Catherine, Arnaldo Brown, whose constituents have benefited from the missions, is expressing gratitude to the medical team.
Infertility, brain damage, skin disease, organ failure, cancer, death. These are among the harmful side effects of ingesting pesticides. Protect yourself from accidental poisoning by keeping pesticides in their original containers. Never buy or place pesticides in unmarked containers. And never, never store pesticides next to food. Handling pesticides is serious business. Make safety your first priority.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the National Consumers League of Jamaica and the Consumer Affairs Commission. Get rid of all old tires, tins, bottles, plastic containers, coconut shells, and anything in which rainwater can settle. Cover trash containers to keep out rainwater. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya. Each of us has a role to play in achieving Vision 2030. Let's practice honesty and truthfulness. Let us show respect and forgiveness. Let us be disciplined and responsible. Show compassion and cooperate. Let us foster a sense of national pride and, above all, one love. Vision 2030, the plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
Bumblebee. We make it with flour. You have the, you know, an annatter. They grow on the tree, and you pick it when it's green, and dry it, and you put it in the oil, and it fry, and it give you a nice, pretty red color. Then you make, stir up your flour, throw it in there with your salt, fish, black pepper only, and make you somebody. It nice with the corn dumpling. When you eat it with all the white, they have a yam that name Barbie yam. You see, when you eat it with the Barbie yam, oh man, the banana, oh God, it can't do it. Reva Foster, I'm right here from Silent Hill.
Remember that you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by sending tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-3590-4. Thanks for your company. I'm Lorraine Mendez for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.